One thing's for sure, as we talk our way through all this possibility with Yzerman and a Red Wing trade, is there is one time constraint, and that is the draft is next week. And if he's looking for draft picks, San Jose, according to Pignota, San Jose is involved. If San Jose is involved, they have the number two overall pick. Florida's been dangling the number nine pick, according to reports. And there are also confirmed reports that Florida's called and made an offer. So you'd have to think the number nine pick was involved. And Yzerman has to decide, can I do better than draft picks? If not, which package of draft picks and players can I put together to make this worth my while? To have what is going into this offseason, the most coveted veteran asset out there in the conversation at the very least, but you know, it's not a great free agent market, and now you have a player like Dylan Larkin being asked to be traded, and so there's a market there. He's got to capitalize on having this asset. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Dennis in Farmington Hills. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, hi, Doug.
What's up?
And Gator. This was on NHL rumors last night, and it's when things are too good to be true, they're usually not true, but Vegas offering Pavel Dorieyov and Thomas Hertl to the Wings for Dylan Larkin. And again, it's a rumor, but I'll tell you this, if that was a solid offer to Steve Yzerman, if I'm Yzerman, I run to that trade.
Pavel Dorieyov's contract situation?
He's a restricted free agent, and so they're under a salary constraint. You know, all the things that Vegas does, they're hurting for money. They got dead money in Pietrangelo, a big contract, and he's not even playing. They want to re-sign Rasmus Anderson, and he's going to take a ton of money. So they're going to try to switch some contracts. They'd like to have Larkin, obviously, but Hertl signed for 4 more years. That would be a good move for us. He's a good center, big time, 24 goals. This Dorieyov, he had 12 goals in the playoffs, Doug, and the last 2 years he had 37 and 35 goals.
Yep. I mean, did he cite where he heard this rumor? I'm hesitant to give this any credence. Because we have no idea where it came from. Sounds a little too good to be true.
Well, and I agree with you on that, but I'll tell you one thing, to add to what Gator said earlier, there's not a way in the world the Red Wings are going to be involved in a trade for this goalie from Minnesota. There's just no way. We're stockpiling goalies now.
I said that there's no way that they would hang on to him. They'd have to be a third team involved, where I think that if you're going to trade with Minnesota, he has to be part of it, but you're going to have to bring in another team because that's where he would go. He wouldn't come to the Red Wings. I can't imagine he'd come to the Red Wings.
Or they would start selling off their goalies.
Yeah.
Sounds too good to be true, but if that is an offer that he has from Vegas, I would run to that trade.
Yeah, what is this about trading a restricted free agent? What are the restraints there? Couldn't you also just make an offer for the player?
Yeah, it ends up being like a sign and trade, I would think. Yeah. But you know, Hertl signed for 4 more years at $8.1 million, and he's already 33.
Yeah.
But he's been productive, but are you just going to run yourself into the same situation as you have with like JT Compher and Andrew Kopp, which feel like they're all the same kind of player?
Yeah.
That they were more productive before they were Red Wings, and then they got them on the downside, and is this the same thing that's going to happen with Hertl?
Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. Let's just hope a trade for Larkin includes another 160-pound, 5'8" Swede. That's from CJ, and I'm guessing that's sarcasm. Jim says, great. We give a team a proven first or second line center, and we get prospects. How many prospects worked out for the Wings so far? One hit out of 10? Looks like Wings fans get screwed again.
Well, not even just two. You've got the Mo Sider and Lucas Raymond. I think Simon Edmondson's a really good piece for the future as well. And we're still undefined with several others, but they've missed on a ton before Yzerman got here. And, you know, right now Marco Kasper doesn't look like that's panning out.
It's early, but yes, I'm not blown away, and I'm not blown away with the last couple of drafts, and I'm not blown away with any of the mid-round picks, but you know, there's
why.
Because none of them were at the big club.
We don't see them.
I get it, Jim.
Yet.
I mean, you're counting on Steve Yzerman to do a better job at acquiring prospects that have played professional hockey, most of them, more so than guys in the draft. That's why the draft picks, I mean, the number two overall pick is something he's never had. If San Jose is seriously a contender here, and that, I would feel like that would have to be part of a deal. It's Yzerman's never had that kind of draft capital, so...
No, but then what did the person say that they didn't want? What type of player they didn't want?
They didn't want a 5'8" Swede.
Well, he's 6 feet and 180 pounds, but is Swedish.
Yeah. Philly, Utah, San Jose, those are not contenders. How about we keep Larkin and go sell the house and farm to acquire Werenski?
Zach Werenski, the defenseman with Columbus, who is, I just read something yesterday that said that he's kind of disgruntled with how things have gone with Columbus.
Go get Dylan a buddy.
I keep saying in the back of my mind, man, I think there's this 5% chance that they can find a way to acquire players where Larkin ends up saying, wait, I can work with this. I want to be part of this team.
It's interesting. We didn't play, but that Blackhawk podcast with Saravelli, they asked him, is there any scenario that he ends up back in Detroit? And he essentially said no. But I think it's more possible than Saravelli does.
Well,
because I don't think it's 100% no. He seemed to think it was 100% no.
Let me ask you this. And I think I might know where you're going on this. If you are upset because Red Wings didn't get Quinn Hughes with a package of players that was rumored to be shipped off in that.
Yep.
Would you offer that same package or a similar package for Werenski? Because they're very similar players.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to think about it. And... Look, everything doesn't have to be Team USA, go blue guys coming back. No. But, and I want to make that clear. But if Dylan Larkin, if one of the reasons he's unhappy is because of the direction of the Wings and he wanted to go play with some of the Team USA guys, why don't the Red Wings go get one of those guys, which would make him better immediately and perhaps appease their star player?
Yeah, just so people know, Zach Werenski, a defenseman, had 22 goals last year and 81 points in 75 games.
John in Lake Orion says, Larkin could be a fit for the Sharks because it would definitely establish a team identity. San Jose has been faceless since the days of Joe Thornton.
Well, San Jose's incredibly young. You know, they're being led by Celebrini, who's outstanding, and Will Smith. These are two really young players just starting their careers. And, you know, Celebrini came on the second half of last year and ended up with 115 points last season. I mean... That's a guy you absolutely build around. Will Smith, 59 points in 69 games. They're young. They're going to go for it. And to add, it makes sense for them to add a guy like Dylan Larkin. I think it would make sense for them. Would it make sense for them to give up that second overall pick?
It's enticing for sure for Detroit. This is a crapper get off the pot for Stevie. No disrespect. He's still a unique person. Second greatest all-time player. We would all love his job. That's from an unnamed texter. I'm glad none of us have that job. But, yeah, I mean, everything we say about Larkin and the criticisms comes with the loved you as a player, rooted for you like crazy, tons of respect. You've built one championship team. It's not working here, unfortunately.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Let's get to some Tiger talk. And you got a thought you want to follow up on. We'll get to that today at 11:02. It's Carson Anderson on 97.1.